Market Mantra. Good evening and welcome to the Friday edition of Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. My name is Rajesh Lake and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Subodh Mishra.
नमस्कार श्रोताओं, कारोबारी खबरों के साथ मार्केट मंत्र हाजिर है। आधे घंटे के इस शो में हम शेयर बाजार और अर्थ जगत की खबरों पर गौर करेंगे। आज के समाचारों पर चर्चा करने के लिए और बातचीत करने के लिए हमारे साथ स्टूडियो में हैं वरिष्ठ आर्थिक विश्लेषक पुनीत जैन। नमस्कार पुनीत, कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है।
वार्म वेलकम पुनीत,
थैंक यू।
पहले हेडलाइंस के साथ राजेश।
बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इक्विटी इंडेक्सेस एक्सटेंड अपवर्ड मोमेंटम। Sensex closes above 84,000, Nifty surpasses 25,600. Major Asian markets end mixed, European indices trading with gains. And global crude oil prices rise, Brent crude trading at $68.21 per barrel.
देश के शेयर बाजारों के सूचकांकों में आज भी तेजी। सेंसेक्स 84,000 के पार, निफ्टी 25,600 के ऊपर। प्रमुख एशियाई बाजारों में मिलाजुला रुख, यूरोपीय बाजारों में शुरुआती बढ़त और दुनिया में कच्चे तेल की कीमतें बढ़ी। ब्रेंट क्रूड $68.21 प्रति बैरल पर। आइए पहली खबर पर नजर डालते हैं कि देश के शेयर बाजारों का क्या हाल रहा। देश के शेयर बाजारों के प्रमुख सूचकांक आज सप्ताह के अंतिम कारोबारी दिन भी थोड़ी बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए। बाजारों में लगातार चार दिन से सकारात्मक रुख बना हुआ है। उत्साहजनक वैश्विक संकेतों से सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी दोनों में 0.3% से अधिक की वृद्धि दर्ज की गई। बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का सेंसेक्स आज 303 अंक बढ़कर 84,059 पर बंद हुआ। नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का निफ्टी 50 89 अंक बढ़कर 25,638 पर रहा। बीएसई का मिड कैप इंडेक्स 0.4% और स्मॉल कैप इंडेक्स आधा प्रतिशत से ज्यादा ऊपर आ गया।
द बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इक्विटी इंडेक्सेस टुडे एंडेड द वीक्स लास्ट ट्रेडिंग सेशन ऑन अ पॉजिटिव नोट, राइजिंग फॉर द फोर्थ कंसेक्यूटिव डे। बोथ द इंडेक्सेस क्लोज्ड विद मॉडेस्ट गेन्स ऑफ ओवर 0.3% एंड पॉजिटिव ग्लोबल क्यूज। द 30 शेयर इंडेक्स एट द बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज सेंसेक्स एडवांस्ड 303 पॉइंट्स टू क्लोज एट 84,059. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 89 points to settle at 25,638. The broader market indices at the BSE also closed up. The mid cap index added almost 0.4% and small cap index rose over 0.5%.
और देखें कि आज सेंसेक्स में शामिल 30 कंपनियों में किसमें तेजी रही और किसमें गिरावट आई है। तो 30 में से 18 कंपनियों के शेयरों में तेजी रही। सबसे ज्यादा बढ़ने वाले शेयरों पर नजर डालें, एशियन पेंट्स में 3%, अल्ट्राटेक सीमेंट में 2.4% और पावर ग्रिड में 2.1% की बढ़त रही। सबसे ज्यादा नुकसान दर्ज करने वाले शेयरों पर गौर करें, ट्रेंट 1.4% नीचे आ गया, इटर्नल 1.1% और टेक महिंद्रा में 0.9% की गिरावट रही।
इन सेक्टरल इंडेक्सेस ऑफ द बीएसई 16 आउट ऑफ 21 सेक्टर्स मार्च्ड अपवर्ड। अमंग द टॉप गेनर्स ऑयल एंड गैस सर्ज्ड 1.2%, सर्विसेज क्लाइम्ड ऑलमोस्ट 1.2% एंड पावर एज वेल एज कमोडिटीज बोथ रोज ओवर 1.1% ईच। अमंगस्ट द टॉप लेगार्ड्स रियल्टी डिप्ड मोर देन 1.5%, Focused IT slipped over 0.3% and IT fell more than 0.2%. The overall market breadth at the BSE was positive as shares of 2,251 companies advanced, shares of 1,760 companies declined, while shares of 154 companies remained unchanged. At the National Stock Exchange, 86 companies hit their 52-week high, while 24 hit their 52-week low.
जी, आज پونیت، جو حال ہے بازار کا اس پر ہم غور کرتے ہیں، لیکن اس سے پہلے غور کرتے ہیں کہ آج روپیہ کہاں پہنچا ہے. انتر بینکنگ ودیشی مدرا بازار میں ایک ڈالر کی تلنا میں روپیہ آج 23 پیسے بڑھ کر 85.48 روپے پر بند ہوا. دنیا کی 6 پرمکھ مدراؤں کی تلنا میں ڈالر کی استھتی درشانے والا سوچکانک انتر دیسیہ کاروبار میں 97.21 پر چل رہا تھا. پنیت، ابھی ڈیٹیل میں راجیش نے اور میں نے بھی جو خبر پڑھی ہے شیئر مارکیٹ کی، سینسیکس کی، نفٹی کی، اس پر غور کر رہے ہیں، لیکن میں چاہوں گا کل جو بازار کا چال رہا ہے اس کے مقابلے آج کی تلنا کرتے ہوئے آپ کیا ٹپنی کرنا چاہیں گے؟
تو سمودھ جی، دیکھیے، جو یدی بازاروں کا حال دیکھیں تو بڑا چونکانے والا حال ہے پچھلے کچھ مہینوں کا، اگر میں کہوں گا، کیونکہ پچھلے کچھ مہینے ایک تو کافی اتھل پتھل کے مہینے رہے
پوری دنیا میں،
اور جیو پولیٹکس اور جس چیزوں کا ہمیں آپ کہہ سکتے ہیں ڈر تھا، وہ سبھی چیزیں قریب قریب ہوئیں. چاہے ہم ٹیرف وارس کی بات کریں، اپریل میں شروع ہوئی، اور اس کے بعد جو یدھ کا ماحول رہا پورے بھارت پاکستان کے بیچ اور مڈل ایسٹ میں، ہر جگہ یہ ایک جو جتنی بھی چنتائیں ہو سکتی تھی بازاروں کے لیے وہ ہمارے سامنے آئیں. اس کے باوجود حیرانی کی بات یہ ہے کہ پچھلے 3 مہینوں سے لگاتار ہم دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ شیئر بازار میں بڑھت آ رہی ہے، اور یہ پہلی بار ہو رہا ہے قریب پچھلے 6-7 ورشوں میں کہ 4-4 سیریز جو ہوتی ہیں ایکسپائری کی، ہم ایف اینڈ فیوچرز اینڈ آپشنز ہی مانتے ہیں، 4 مہینے سے قریب قریب لگاتار وہ شیئر مارکیٹ بڑھتی آ رہی ہے، اور جبکہ یہ ایک پرکار سے آپ کہہ سکتے ہیں کہ سب سے چنتا کا سمے تھا. تو مجھے لگتا ہے کہ بازاروں کے اندر جو ایک انہیرنٹ اسٹرینتھ ہے اور جو اکنامکس ہے وہ کچھ حد تک پالیٹکس سے کچھ کچھ جدا ہو رہی ہے اور کچھ الگ ہو رہی ہے، ایسا لگتا ہے. میں دعوے سے تو نہیں کہہ سکتا یہ، پر اگر آپ دیکھیں تو پالیٹکس اور اکنامکس کا کچھ فی الحال ایسا لگ رہا ہے کہ فرق ہے. خاص طور سے بھارت کو یدی دیکھیں تو بھارت کے بازاروں میں بہت اچھی پردرشن رہا، جبکہ انتراشٹریہ بازاروں میں جب کافی والٹیلٹی تھی تب بھی ہم لوگ اچھا پردرشن کر رہے تھے. اور کل آپ نے جب ذکر کیا کہ کل بازار کافی بڑھا تھا، ایک دم قریب 300 پوائنٹ نفٹی کا بڑھت تھی، 1000 پوائنٹ سینسیکس کی بڑھت تھی، تو کل فورن انویسٹرز نے قریب 12,000 کروڑ کی
بھاری خریداری،
تو جبکہ فورن انویسٹرز کافی بیچتے آ رہے تھے پچھلے دنوں، لیکن کل ان کی کافی اچھی بائنگ تھی. تو مجھے لگتا ہے کہ کافی مضبوط استھتی ہے بھارت کے بازاروں کی. آرتھک جو پردرشن ہے وہ بھی بہتر رہا ہے، ریزرو بینک کی پالیسیز بھی کافی سپورٹیو ہیں اب گروتھ کے لیے. تو کل ملا کر میں کہوں گا کہ گولڈی لاکس سچویشن سی ایسی لگ رہی ہے کہ فی الحال بازاروں میں لگتی.
So, Pudit, what you mentioned about the key catalysts, if I may say so, like the ceasefire in the Middle East and optimism on easing trade tensions, and because of which the FIIs you mentioned came in yesterday and they were on a buying spree in the domestic market, this actually has contributed to improved market stability in the near term.
Absolutely. I think retail investors who have been contributing, domestic investors who have been contributing significantly to market stability and investments in last 3-4 years, I think they got a lot of boost in confidence when they saw that markets were stable, Indian economy was doing better. So I think near term appears to be quite positive. Of course, there are challenges in the market, but I think the sentiment is quite positive right
so
now.
So what going forward, what would reinforce optimism, expectations of accelerating earnings, which would be driven by resilient consumption and relatively stable macroeconomic backdrop?
So, Rajesh, I'll really start with this macro picture, because if our macro picture is good, because we are looking at the GDP growth upwards of 6.5%, which was, you know, and there were fears that it will slip to 6% and probably below 6%. If our GDP growth remains above 6.5%, which is now possible, then I think the overall investment sentiment will be much better. Of course, I think ultimately it all trickles down to corporate earnings, what is the demand and supply in the economy. So there was some slack in, if you see, consumption sentiment lately, but RBI has stepped in. And
that had to happen because the way the scenario was.
Yeah, and secondly, we also had a large base effect from last year. And again, this uncertainty on tariffs, trade, politics, you know, all this contributes to less consumption, less confidence or sentiment, poor sentiment among consumers. So I think that is behind us now. with supportive RBI policies, with good liquidity in the system. Just 3 years, 3 months back, we had a banking system which was deficit in liquidity, about 1 lakh crores. And only last week I saw the figures, and we were surplus in liquidity, banking system liquidity, by about 5 to 6 lakh crores. So you can imagine the kind of support which has been given to the economy.
Okay, let me take you back to something that happened. Sorry, Subodh, you want to say something?
Actually, sectors pe baat karenge. Aap kuch aur kehna chahte ho?
I was talking about the big, beautiful bill event that happened at the White House, where Trump said that U.S. was going to open up India, hinting at significant progress towards a long-awaited bilateral trade agreement between the two strategic partners. Let's hear what he said.
But we're having some great deals. We have one coming up, maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened. And the relationship with every country has been very good.
So, Puneet, he's talking about a big he's going to open up India. Our take, as we were discussing, though not officially not disclosed, the India-US deal is expected to cover areas such as digital trade, tariffs, market access, pharmaceuticals, electronics, agriculture, and defense-related supply chains. What could be on the anvil?
So, Rajesh, first of all, we do not still know the contours or specifics of what is going to be part of the trade deal, but we can make some educated guesses on what probably they will be looking at. See, India exports in a very big way pharmaceuticals, textiles, automobile components, steel, aluminium. So all these things is what we export to USA. So as far as this, so keeping aside the intellectual property rights related or soft IT services, India has a trade surplus with USA. So we would of course want to protect that substantial exports to US, particularly because all these are mostly in labor intensive sectors. So if you look at textiles, if you look at metals, if you look at other areas of manufacturing, automobile components particularly. So India would like to protect its interests there. However, I think we will have to open up our markets to USA in a big way. Particularly, US is looking at agriculture product exports. Now, that is a sensitive area for us. So we have to really tread cautiously there. But I think overall, if you ask me, it may be a good thing in the long term, because we will have more solid grounds on which we will have a trade partnership.
We'll talk about agriculture after Subodh has spoken to you.
Puneet, agar hum aaj alag-alag sectors pe gaur kare, Sensex mein, BSE mein, to kai aankde hain jo kaafi achhe nazar aa rahe pichle kuch dinon se agar hum dekhe, khas karke Bankex. Bankex ka performance jo dekh raha tha main, aaj to chaliye ठीक है 0.4%, लेकिन 6 महीने के आंकड़े तो बहुत जबरदस्त हैं.
बिल्कुल. तो बैंकिंग, अगर बैंकिंग से आपने बात करी, तो बैंक निफ्टी अगर हम बात करें तो वो 57,000 का लेवल, जो रिकॉर्ड लेवल एक तरह का है. और एक ये पूरा, और ना सिर्फ प्राइवेट सेक्टर बैंक्स, पब्लिक सेक्टर बैंक्स जो हैं, सरकारी बैंक्स जो हैं, वहाँ भी प्रदर्शन बहुत अच्छा रहा है. तो और ये मुझे लगता है बैंक्स में जो कॉन्फिडेंस है वो आता है ब्रॉडर इकोनॉमिक कॉन्फिडेंस से, क्योंकि हमें लगता है कि जो जो इंडस्ट्रियल क्षेत्र है, जो कंज्यूमर डिमांड है, वो बैंकिंग क्षेत्र से अफेक्ट होती है. तो कुल मिलाकर आप ये कह सकते हैं मार्केट का अनुमान है कि जो क्रेडिट डिमांड है, जो इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ के लिए चाहिए, वो बाजार बैंक्स के पास अच्छी है, और आने वाले समय में ग्रोथ अच्छी है. तो डेफिनेटली यू आर राइट, बैंक निफ्टी जो है वो रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर अपना
ट्रेड कर रहा है. वो आज 57,400 के ऊपर था,
दिस इज अ रिकॉर्ड फॉर द,
और इंडसइंड बैंक, आईसीआईसीआई बैंक और बैंक ऑफ बड़ौदा में, आई मीन काफी अच्छी.
जैसे आप देखें, जो स्टेट बैंक ऑफ इंडिया ने हाल ही में 25,000 करोड़ रुपए का एक कैपिटल रेज प्लान, QIP वो कह रहे हैं हम करेंगे, यानी वो बाजारों से पैसा रेज करेंगे, इक्विटी कैपिटल. तो ये कॉन्फिडेंस जताता है स्टेट बैंक ऑफ इंडिया की तरफ से या पूरे बैंकिंग क्षेत्र की तरफ से.
सो लेट्स गो बैक टू व्हाट मिस्टर ट्रंप सेड, एंड ही आल्सो मेंशनड अमेरिका हैज साइंड अ डील विद चाइना. सो व्हाट इज योर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ दैट?
Rajesh, again, we have very little specifics on the deal, but I can again guess, because America, when we, in the run-up to this whole tussle between US and China on the trade deal, we could see the areas of sensitivity. One was, of course, the rare earth supplies, rare earth metals supplies from China to USA, and they really choked on it in a way that they stopped supplies and forced America to come to trade on their terms. On the other hand, America has the upper hand in terms of semiconductor exports. So my own guess is that most of the key areas of this trade deal between US and China will cover areas like, again, rare earth metals, semiconductor exports and curbs on that, plus, of course, on certain items of consumption and metals, etc.
Okay. चलिए अगली खबर पे चलते हैं और चीन पर आगे भी चीन के आंकड़े आए हैं उस पर भी बात करेंगे. प्रमुख एशियाई बाजारों में आज मिला जुला रुख रहा. निवेशकों की निगाहें चीन के मई महीने के औद्योगिक आंकड़ों पर टिकी रही. दक्षिण कोरिया का कोस्पे इंडेक्स 0.7% गिर गया. चीन के शंघाई कंपोजिट सूचकांक में 0.7% की गिरावट आई, जबकि हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग 0.2% गिरकर बंद हुआ. इसके उलट जापान का निक्केई 1.4% ऊपर आ गया. सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट टाइम्स 0.7% ऊपर रहा. मई महीने में चीन का औद्योगिक मुनाफा एक साल पहले की समान अवधि की तुलना में 9.1% कम हो गया है. ताज़ा आंकड़ों के मुताबिक प्रमुख औद्योगिक संस्थानों का मुनाफा इस साल के पहले 5 महीनों में 1.1% गिर गया है. ये पिछले साल अक्टूबर में जो 10% की गिरावट आई थी उसके बाद ये मासिक मुनाफे में सबसे बड़ी कमी है. औद्योगिक मुनाफा कारखानों, खदानों और औद्योगिक इकाइयों के वित्तीय स्वास्थ्य का सूचक है. यूरोप के प्रमुख बाजार आज शुरुआती कारोबार में मुनाफे में चल रहे थे. समाचार लिखे जाने तक जर्मनी का डैक्स 0.7%, फ्रांस का कैक 1.3%, लंदन का फुटसी आधा प्रतिशत ऊपर चल रहा था. अभी अभी आप चीन की बात कर रहे थे और लगभग कुछ मामलों में चीन की हालत है कि वो आर्म ट्विस्ट कर सकता है पूरी दुनिया को, लेकिन ये जो आंकड़े आ रहे हैं कुछ और दिखा रहे हैं आजकल.
देखिए, ये बात इनफैक्ट कई महीनों से आ रही है कि चीन के जो इंटरनल सिचुएशन है, इकोनॉमिक सिचुएशन, वो उतनी कंफर्टेबल नहीं है. हालांकि वो पूरी दुनिया से 36 का आंकड़ा करके बैठे हैं एक तरह से आप कह सकते हैं इंडस्ट्रियल और ट्रेड पॉलिसी पर चीन की जो जीडीपी ग्रोथ नंबर्स आए हैं, जो एम्प्लॉयमेंट नंबर्स आए हैं, वो सभी चिंता दर्शाने वाले आंकड़े हैं. और ऐसा लगता है कि चीन, हालांकि वो क्लेम कर रहे हैं कि 5% जीडीपी ग्रोथ करेंगे, पर अनुमान यह है कि ये 3.5% जो इंडिपेंडेंट एस्टिमेट्स है, वो 3.5% ग्रोथ जीडीपी की चाइना में हो सकती है. तो मुझे लगता है चीन उतना कंफर्टेबल भी नहीं है और वो चाहते हैं कि जल्दी से जल्दी, हालांकि वो आंखें दिखा रहे हैं बाकी दुनिया को, लेकिन वो चाहेंगे कि जल्दी से जल्दी ये ट्रेड डील्स जो हैं वो हों और चीन का, जिससे कि व्यापार जो है वापस अपने पुरानी गति पर आ सके.
Moving on, the US stocks ended higher on Thursday with the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq edging nearer to record closing highs amid easing geopolitical concerns. The Nasdaq composite surged almost 1%, Dow Jones Industrial Average rose over 0.9% and S&P 500 advanced 0.8%. Now, Puneet, there are rumors that President Trump will replace the Fed chair, Jeremy Powell, because of which now there is a hope that there will be a rate cut somewhere in July. How true is that? I mean, of course, these are rumors.
So I would like to underline okay. this rumor part, because it's, but I think it's pretty much decided now that he has made his displeasure, President Trump has made his displeasure towards Powell's policies
in no uncertain terms.
So he's absolutely unhappy. He said that I'll replace him. Only question is, will he replace him in May 2026? Will he wait for his term to end, or will he replace the Fed chairman before that? That is the only question. I don't think there's any question that Powell is going to continue as Fed chairman. Secondly, I think the US is looking at very aggressively promoting a monetary policy which is supportive of growth. Simultaneously, they also have a fiscal policy. We know that big, beautiful bill that you mentioned
a while back
that is going to add deficit of another $3.6 trillion, maybe, or maybe more. So clearly, America, if you ask an economist, they will not advise on this path, because if you increase fiscal deficit, you cut interest rates, increase money supply, it is a recipe for disaster. 2 years or 3 years from now, because it will feed into inflation, it will create asset price bubbles. Already we see asset prices are very, very high in USA. If you look at Dow Jones, NASDAQ, they are at record highs. So clearly, I think it will be wise to be cautious, but I don't think that is what That is the advice that President Trump wants right now.
Okay, what happens to the inflation in U.S.? Because that is going to have repercussions all across. Also, the ongoing negotiations with India are ahead, I think, of July 9 deadline, if I'm not mistaken, when India is slated to impose a reciprocal tariff of up to 26%. In that scenario, what happens between our relationships and inflation in U.S.? Okay, we are very small.
First thing is that this 9th July deadline is not cast in stone. This is something that he just
mentioned.
And you know, this TECO trade, everybody heard about this term. It's slightly derogatory, so I'm not going to expand on it. But the truth is that the markets don't believe that Trump will actually stick to his deadline. He's flexible with it. He'll change it if he wants to do it. And in the interest of the trade policy, the deals that he wants to do. Secondly, the impact of all this on inflation is still not clear. Conventional wisdom told us that inflation should have gone up in USA, but it did not. So I would admit that most of the people, observers, are surprised that why has inflation not ticked up already in USA. Maybe you know there are other factors behind it, because there was a lot of stock which was built in the economy. Inventories were built before the tariffs hit. So clearly, I think we need to wait for a few months to see the impact of these policies.
Because the markets are doing pretty well.
Markets are doing well.
NASDAQ surged 1%.
Absolutely. They seem to be absolutely not worried about tariffs or geopolitical wars or anything now, right now. And that really worries me, actually, I'll tell you honestly. Because these things do matter. It will hurt consumption. It will hurt employment. So there may be problems within the Indian, within American economy, which we are kind of hiding. Not bringing to the fore. So clearly, I think we need to wait out a few more months. Therefore, the importance of Fed chairman being Mr. Powell, who is a very cautious man. But if he gets replaced, then it may be another story.
Moving on, as part of its liquidity management operations, the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, conducted a 7-day variable rate reserve repo, VRRR, auction to absorb excess liquidity from the banking system. Out of 1 lakh crore rupees notified amount, the central bank received and accepted bids worth 84,975 crore rupees from participating banks and financial institutions. Would you please throw some light on VRR?
चर्चा है खास इस पर.
सो लाइक आई मेंशन अ बिट शॉर्ट वाइल बैक दैट सडनली नो फ्रॉम डेफिसिट वी वेंट टू लिक्विडिटी सरप्लस इन आवर इकोनॉमी. एंड सो रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया ट्राई टू ड्रेन अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ लिक्विडिटी आउट ऑफ द सिस्टम बिकॉज इट लीड्स टू हायर इन्फ्लेशन. इट इज द पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ डूइंग दैट. सो दिस वेरिएबल रिवर्स रेपो ऑक्शन वॉज कैरिड आउट. सो दिस इज अ रिवर्स रेपो वेयर द रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया टेक्स मनी फ्रॉम बैंक्स. And so it drains liquidity from the system. I think that it's a good, prudent thing to manage liquidity and therefore surplus in the economy. And they keep doing it. It's a kind of an open market operation, not an OMO in that sense, but it is kind of an OMO. Bilkul, absolutely.
Puneet, one story that is circulating, in fact, you and I also discussed it a while back, about the Indian stock markets are seeing a lot of share sales. Would you like to say something about it? Because it says that some promoters are selling because they find the valuations attractive. And in such a scenario, is there something that you want to tell the investors?
So, Rajesh, while there are a lot of positives going for the market right now, the only thing which worries me is that the huge surplus or tsunami of new IPOs, money being raised from the markets, sometimes even by dubious promoters. So, this whole rush to take money out of the system, and promoters are selling their shares, new IPOs are coming, some offer for sales are there, then QIPs are there. So, clearly, while Indian investors are pumping money into the system, there is also a tremendous amount of supply of paper which is coming in. That could play a spoil sport. So I like to caution investors a little bit to be careful, because this supply of new paper or new securities in the market could affect the sentiment and could bring down the markets, if you ask me, in the medium term.
جی آئیے ودیشی مدرا بھنڈار پر نظر ڈالتے ہیں. 20 جون کو ختم ہوئے سپتاہ میں بھارت کا ودیشی مدرا بھنڈار لگ بھگ 1 ارب ڈالرز گر کر 697 ارب ڈالرز پر آ گیا. ریزرو بینک کے تازہ آنکڑوں کے انوسار ودیشی مدرا بھنڈار کے ایک پرمکھ انش ودیشی مدرا پریسمپتیوں میں پچھلے سپتاہ 35 کروڑ 70 لاکھ ڈالرز کی کمی آئی اور یہ 589 ارب ڈالرز پر آ گیا. سونے کا بھنڈار 57 کروڑ 30 لاکھ ڈالرز گر کر 85 ارب 74 کروڑ ڈالرز پر آ گیا. یہ بہت چنتا کا وشے تو نہیں ہے؟
نہیں نہیں بالکل. 600 بلین ڈالر کا دیکھیے ریزروز ہے بات کا. جو گراوٹ ہم دیکھ رہے ہیں وہ ایکچوئل ڈالر انڈیکس کے گرنے سے ری ویلیوشن ہوا ہے ریزروز کا, تو ایکچوئل وہ آؤٹ فلو نہیں ہے, وہ ری ویلیوشن کی وجہ سے تھوڑا کم ہوا ہے.
موونگ آن, دی گروس ویلیو آف آؤٹ پٹ جی وی او from the agriculture and allied sector at constant prices has shown steady growth from 1,908,000 crore rupees in 2011-12 to 2,949,000 crore rupees in 2023-24, marking an overall increase of 54.6%. According to the National Statistics Office, NSO, annual publication of statistical report on value of output from agriculture and allied sectors 2011-12 to 2023-24, gross value added GVA of agriculture and allied sectors at current prices registered a growth of about 225%, increasing from 1,502,000 crore rupees in FY12 to 4,878,000 crore rupees in FY25. Crop sector with GVO at 1,595,000 crore rupees remains the largest contributor to total GVO at constant prices of agriculture and allied sectors with shares of 54.1% in 2023-24. This is good news. We are primarily an agricultural country, and then we also would be consumption is actually based on rural economy. So yes, this is going to give a boost.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And Rajesh, in simple terms, I would say that this tells us that in last 10 years, the income in the agriculture sector has gone up by about 3 times, roughly. In about last 12, 13 years. So I think the government had set up a target that they wanted to boost the income at the in the hands of farmers and rural consumers. So I think that these figures reinforce that idea that incomes in the hands of farmers, they are going up steadily.
Okay. Crude oil prices rose today but were set for weekly decline. Brent crude was trading over 0.7% up at $68.21 per barrel, while WTI crude was also trading almost 0.8% up at $65.75 per barrel when reports last came in. How happy are you with this rate?
Oh, definitely. It's very, very good and surprising. Like they really held ground even in times of turmoil, no? Like the war was going on. But I think India, for India, it's a very, very important headline number.
In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading over 1.7% down at 95,560 rupees per 10 grams, and silver 999 fine was also trading over 1.8% down at 1,05,270 rupees per kilogram a short while ago.
جی, اور ایم سی ایکس میں انتم سماچار ملنے تک اگست میں آپورتی کیے جانے والے سونے کا وائدہ مولیہ 1.79% گر کر 95,353 روپے پرتی 10 گرام پر چل رہا تھا. وہیں جولائی میں آپورتی کی جانے والی چاندی کا وائدہ مولیہ 1.82% گر کر 1,04,808 روپے پرتی کلو گرام پر چل رہی تھی.
ویری بریفلی, واٹ آر یور ایکسپیکٹیشنز نیکسٹ ویک؟
نیکسٹ ویک سو کلیئرلی آئی تھنک گولڈ از ناؤ آؤٹ آف فیور ٹو سم ایکسٹینٹ. سو گولڈ پرائز آر کمنگ ڈاؤن, اینڈ سرپرائزنگلی ڈالر انڈیکس از آلسو کمنگ ڈاؤن اینڈ گولڈ پرائز آلسو کمنگ ڈاؤن, وچ از ریئر. سو آئی تھنک, بٹ دس ٹرینڈ ول کنٹینیو پروبیبلی.
جی پونیت, کارکرم میں آنے اور سماچاروں پر بہت اچھی سارتھک چرچا کے لیے آپ کا بہت بہت دھنیواد.
دھنیواد.
تھینک یو پونیت فار بینگ ود اس. بیفور وی کلوز دا ہیڈ لائنز ونس اگین, بینچ مارک ڈومیسٹک ایکویٹی انڈیسز ایکسٹینڈ اپورڈ مومینٹم, سینسیکس کلوزز ابو 84,000, نفٹی سرپاسز 25,600. Major Asian markets end mixed, European indices trading with gains, and global crude oil prices rise, Brent crude trading at $68.21 per barrel. That's all we have in this edition of Market Mantra. Till tomorrow, goodbye. Market Mantra.
मार्केट में।